All right, so here we are. I wanted to share a side of my story that I don't think a lot of people really would understand from the outside of this story. I do have close friends that are aware of this part of my life, but not a lot of details have always been expressed or explained. So I think this is one of the opportunities for me to just kind of share a little bit of what it's like to have married, or I'm sorry, have dated a married man. It's an interesting situation to be a part of, and for the most part, a lot of people who would hear this title or who would hear about this story would more than likely have some type of negative response without really knowing the full story. But I figured, if I'm gonna share something, I think I'm gonna share it when I'm ready, and it's something that hopefully there is someone out there who is probably in the same situation, or was in the same situation, or knows someone who's in this situation, and either they could use it to improve that relationship or make different decisions in life. As you know, everybody is on their own path, and everybody's trying to figure out what works for them. But for me, it's something that I kind of felt comfortable, but I knew that there were challenges to it. So hopefully, you are listening to this podcast with just an open mind, and just digest kind of this part of my life, and just have a different perception or a perspective on relationships that actually happen. I mean, they could be worse, I don't know. But for me, it was just more like a heartbroken story, but at the same time, it turned out to be good in a certain way. So I was in a relationship with this man for about, I want to say, 6 years. The first time that I met him, I was kind of nervous. I was kind of unsure of what I was doing and where I was going and why I was putting myself through all of that. But for me, it was just kind of those things that I just kind of needed to venture out, because I was kind of in a very dark place, especially and specifically with my sexuality, where I wasn't sure who I could possibly connect with. And it was just one of those things that, we met, and we just connected. Like, it was just something that was just meant to happen. But the beautiful thing about this relationship is that the situations that were currently happening in our lives in terms of our sexuality and where we are at, was never hidden. It was something that always kind of was at the forefront of in our relationship. And I wasn't out, and I was kind of still trying to figure out myself. And he had actually left the home that he was living in with the wife that he was married to. But prior to him leaving, he was open about his sexuality, and he finally came out to her. So we were kind of on the same paths with how we were dealing with our sexualities, but obviously very different, since I wasn't really coming from a relationship other than with myself. But he was coming, from a family who he was with 25 years with, and there's kids involved, and obviously there's chapters to that that he only knows because there are intimate details of his own life. And to a degree, I understood that. So it was just part of the communication that we had at the very forefront of things. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Of course, there is always going to be challenges, and I think that there is no such thing as a relationship that is perfect. I think that there are challenges in every relationship, regardless of, you know, if there are gay relationships, whether they're straight relationships, whether there's age gaps, whether there are long-distance relationships. I mean, you name it, there's always going to be an issue. And I think that for me, stepping into this relationship was more of, okay, these issues are going to be there, but at the same time, I'm willing to learn from them, and hopefully we can help each other grow from this. Not only on an emotional level, but on a spiritual level and in a relationship level, where we can now see more clarity in our lives and where we're at. So it was, for me, it was all about growing and getting to the point where, you know, I can be myself and then share my life with someone else and just go from that. And this beautiful person that I met, of course, he was in the same page, and we were aware of that. We put that out there for us to know in the relationship, and you know, none of that was hidden. But you know, of course, like I mentioned, there are challenges, and for me, those kind of cultivated as we progressed in our relationship, and it was interesting. It was very interesting because I knew when I met him, he was married, he wasn't divorced, and one of the reasons why they were currently married was because they have a business together, and so there were benefits that he kind of just explained to me, and of course I kind of just, for the sanity and stability of him having a positive relationship with her, and for me to have a balanced relationship with him, I figured, you know what, that's fine. We can go ahead and work around that. But little did I know that there were more things that came up as our relationship grew and progressed, which was kind of interesting in itself. And yeah, dating a married man was just not, it is not an easy thing to do, even if it's exposed and the truth is out of what you're doing. I don't know if I would ever do it again, but there were just situations where sometimes things would just kind of be nuances, and they would create friction between us for no reason. And at the time, I saw them clearly, but maybe my communication was never on point. So there was a lot of bickering with him and I. So for example, one of the things that would be an issue is, like, let's say, because they work together, let's say that they had an argument throughout the day, and I didn't see him until later on in the afternoon. And when I had the opportunity to see him, you know, things just kind of overlapped on our time, from his day to what we were doing. So for example, if he had an issue, an altercation with her, with his ex-wife, which is legally still married to him, that would carry on to our relationship in ways that would be so minimal. And those minimal actions would turn into firebombs, or nukes, if you want to call them. And there were just tiny little things, like, let's say if he asked me, okay, what do you want to do for dinner? Let me know, and, you know, we'll go from there. And my response would be something along the lines of, well, you know, I'm not really sure. Like, what do you think? And the undertone of me asking that question would trigger something that had happened earlier in the day with her, in that present time. So by me asking that question, it would be an issue of much more than it needed to be, if that made any sense. So by me asking that question, you know, he would see it as like, well, I already told you where you want to eat. I already asked you, no, let me rephrase that. It was more, I already asked you of where you want to eat. Why are you asking me if I already asked you to choose wherever you want? But for me, it was more like, well, I'm having a conversation with you about making a decision together, as opposed to just being a one-sided street. I don't know if that's probably the best example, but, you know, there were just little tiny little things that would overlap from earlier on in the day into our relationship. And that was just one facet of that. The other thing is, you know, trying to do things together, like planning for moving in or moving away or doing other things that were decisions in doing together, not so much a one-sided situation. I don't know. It was interesting to deal with that aspect. But I don't know. Maybe it was just me. This is one of the things that I still kind of just think about it. I continue moving forward in my life, and I really try to learn from the past, to make better decisions for myself in the future. I had hoped for something different, but, you know, many times we just don't get it that way, and it's okay. Because, you know, there's family that gets involved, and there's differences, and keep in mind, I dated this guy for 6 years, and we did have an age gap. He was 25 years older than I was, so that played an interesting role on how we kind of just operated together, but it worked for us, which was kind of the interesting thing. It was something that was positive, because in a way I kept him young, and you know, he had a lot of wisdom, and it was nice. It was nice to see all of that, and for him to just focus on the present rather than the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. It was a very positive learning curve, but you know, not everything was golden or roses and gold, or however that's explained, or whatever euphemism is used. But I don't know. It's at the time he came to that we started dating, I want to say 6 months into the relationship, he came over to my mom's house, and because we were having an argument about something really stupid, and he wanted to prove a point, and for him, he was just kind of like, well, you know what, if you don't tell me right now, I'm going to show up at your house, and we're going to have this discussion in person, because I'm not someone to be fooled around with. And man, this guy was just heated, and he was ready to go and start attacking in any way that he possibly can. And so, I don't know, there was just something in me that at the time, my mom was there, and I said, well, you know, what's the worst that could happen? He's just going to show up at the house and and he's going to start yelling at me, and she doesn't really know that I'm gay, but she knows that I am. And I'm not really sure this is going to be a positive thing. But what the heck? I was just so tired of hiding, and I was just so tired of trying to keep that relationship down low, and I was just like, you know what? We're not doing this. Sure, he can come over to my house and we can have a conversation. So he shows up at the house and he shows up in his motorcycle and he shows up just heated. Like he was ready to just go at it with me. In the middle of this dispute, I want to say maybe like 5 to 7 minutes in, my mom comes out. My mom comes out and she's like, "Who is this man?" And, and I'll never forget this. She goes, "Who is this man?" And I said, "Oh, he's just a friend." And of course, you know, moms are pretty intuitive. And they already know what they're dealing with. So she goes, "No, who is this man?" And so I said, "You know what? What the heck? She needs to know one way or another. So I'm just gonna let it out." And so I told her, I said, "You know what? That's my boyfriend. That is the man that I've been dating for the past 6 months. So, yeah, that's him. Mom, meet Perry. Perry, meet Mom." And so they were both kind of like shook when this fucking happened because, you know, I'm sure it was new to them at how they were dealing with their emotions in such a weird situation. But the fact is that I don't know if he knew at the time how ridiculous his actions were in on a stupid argument that led to that. Basically just kind of just outed us both, and that was that. And so my mom was livid. She was so pissed off. She was so fucking pissed. She was like, "You tell that man to get out of here." And she told them, "Get the fuck out." And of course, Perry, my ex at the time, you know, he looked at me like, "What the fuck just happened?" And so, you know, keep in mind, I was still living at home, like dealing with my own things and kind of just working my own path, so to speak. And yeah, that was just something that just I think I was just so fed up with trying to create more layers on top of problems that I was kind of already having. I was just like, "Oh my gosh, I'm not dealing with another fucking issue, so I'm just gonna let it just be out. And if it's a positive thing, great. If it's not, then we'll deal with that when we figure that out." So, yeah, she pretty much just kind of asked him to leave, and he did. He left, of course, pissed off, and he texted me as soon as he got back to where he was. And it was just one of those things that we were just kind of like, "Well, you know, we're not really sure if this is going to work out," because I wasn't really sure what I was doing. He wasn't really sure what I was doing. But keep in mind, he was still a married man. So, yeah, it was quite the situation. So that's kind of how my mom found out that I was really gay. I mean, she knew I was gay, but there was no confirmation. Despite the fact that I was probably listening to, you know, Spice Girls and Jennifer Lopez and Shakira and Britney Spears and, you know, all that pop stuff that gays listen to. Anyways, that's how she found out. And I've never actually shared this before, which is kind of, it's liberating in its own way, because I feel like I've never had the need to share it with anybody. And it's not something that I wanted to share with people. It was just something that, you know, maybe it's just an aspect of life that sometimes, you know, we either deal in private or we deal with it because that's just part of the cards we have to play. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things I just, you know, can conclude from this. But, yeah, so, you know, you're probably asking, what happened after this time frame? Well, when we thought that our relationship was going to turn or go south really fast, that didn't happen. It actually blossomed and it actually evolved in a good, positive way. which in retrospect, now that I look back, I kind of feel like that was meant to happen. That needed to happen, because that was going to show me a completely different side of all the hiding that I was doing. You know, just keeping it to myself and not being open to, in a way, I guess people would perceive that as, oh, that's a bad thing. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Or, oh, how terrible of you to put your mother in that situation. No, it was more like it needed to happen because I fucking finally needed to see what was on the other side. And I fucking needed to know that it was going to be okay. And the layers, the amount of layers that we sometimes put on ourselves is so, it's so constructive in a way where it affects our growth. Or, yeah, and it's not, and you know, and it keeps us there. And it, suppressing your feelings and feeling bad about yourself and thinking about all these worst possible things don't really help. And so I think that it's always important to be you. And even if you aren't dating a married man, you always want to just share your story and be open about things so that people kind of understand a little bit of what you're going through and maybe use it for their own personal growth. I'm not saying that my situation is bad, but I'm not saying that it's good either. It's just something that, you know, helped me as a person evolve. And that relationship did blossom. We had many amazing memories. We had a lot of positive days, a lot of positive growth, a lot of excitement. Of course, you know, layers to our relationship that were just phenomenal and constantly growing, which was always nice. But I think that once it got closer to the end, for me, it was more of an emotional basket case situation that I kind of just, I dealt with it for a very long time, and it just got to the point where it was just very draining. And I knew what I was getting myself into, but I figured that that's something that we could overcome. And it's just not something that, still to this day, has been overcome. It's something that is still a challenge. I love him dearly. And I know that we all have some type of baggage. Fortunately for him, I think his baggage is emotional baggage. Which, it's not a bad thing. But I think that if he learns, as I have expressed in the past with him personally, to learn how to cope with that and find a medium where the past is the past and we need to just move forward is what I think he should be working on every day. But, you know, I can't force somebody to change, and nobody can force me to change. I think it's just something that if you want to get it done, you get it done, and you move on and you practice it every day. But for me, dealing with that for more time than needed is not something that I felt comfortable in doing as we reached that plateau of our relationship. But, you know, there are still times when I do see him, and it's very positive, but at the same time, it's very draining. Just because he talks about the same thing over and over and over again. Now he's having problems with his kids. And of course, I don't want him to have any issues. I want him to have a prosperous, positive life. But it could just be very difficult when he hasn't learned to let go in a way. So there's a little bit of, I think that there's more details to my story that I haven't shared 100%, but, you know, maybe that's going to be open on to another podcast, depending on where am I emotionally and how I want to share that part of the story. But for now, you know, this is just an insight to what it was like dating a married man. So if you enjoyed the podcast, feel free to just let me know that you liked it by hearting it, and you can find me on Instagram. And just if you want to share anything that could help me grow as a person, potentially that I could use in my next relationship, and how you overcame this, I would truly, truly appreciate that as well. Just because after this relationship was over, I haven't dated. I haven't been with anyone. And it's not necessarily because I don't want to, it's just because I really haven't. Actually, I take that back. It's probably because I'm just kind of afraid that I'm not going to find that person again. And in a way, there's a part of me that I don't want to let him go. But, you know, I'm not forcing him, or I'm not draining anything on him. It's just I want it to be organically magical again. So if there's anything that could help to share insights of how you overcome those or how you overcame those challenges in a past relationship that was similar to this, I'd love to hear about it. You know, shoot me an email or let me know on my Instagram account to just share insights, because I think it's super important to let others know about our lives and hope for positive feedback as opposed to negative feedback. But yeah, that's a wrap on what it was like to dating a married man, and I hope you guys stay tuned for the next podcast. Talk to you soon. See you later.